gotta live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this absolutely wonderful Hump Day Wednesday, March 19th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Don't send me any videos, links to long stories. Can't use them during the show. Send those to me after 12 noon when I get off the microphone, and I enjoy looking at all the information you guys send me. Greatly appreciate you guys interacting with me even after the show. Had two people this morning listening to yesterday's broadcast. We did it live 9 to noon like we always do Monday through Friday, but it replays from 6 to 9 tomorrow morning on the radio station and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Two people wanting stickers for the radio station as well as the Doge stickers that we have. If you want to put that on your truck, your car, it is the cartoon character of Doge, the dog, that was famous. Actually, it was a meme from like 10 years ago that they created this sticker for your vehicles. Again, both of them are best put on glass. Don't put them on paint. Don't put them on the tailgate. Don't put them on the bumpers. Car washes tend to take them right off. But if you use some Windex and a paper towel and then rub your hand over it to get rid of any of the lint, dust, whatever, then put it on the window sticker on the driver's side. If you have the 97.7 window sticker on your vehicle, get pulled over by law enforcement, dive into the ditch, and then turn your wheels back toward the shoulder, exposing the whole side of your left side of your vehicle. Put the front bumper right almost on that white line of the edge of the road to protect the officer as he approaches your vehicle. Roll your driver's side window down and put both hands outside. Do not move. If you're a CPL carrier, you have your firearm, put it on the dashboard so he can see it when he walks up. Sir, what are you doing? Well, I want you to know that approaching my vehicle, you don't have anything to worry about. I want to lower your anxiety, officer, and make sure you know you're going home to your family, your wife and your kids. So why'd you pull me over, sir? Well, you were speeding. You were doing 89 miles an hour in a 70-mile-an-hour zone here on I-75 just north of the Zilwaukee Bridge. Yes, sir, I was. I was coming down that hill. My Yukon just floats, and I did not realize I was doing 19 miles over. I am so sorry. Here's my driver's license, registration, and proof of insurance. Comes back to the car. He said, sir, I ran your record. You're a good driver. I'm going to let you off this time with a warning. And I said, thank you, thank you, thank you. And he said, no, thank you. For you to be sticking your hands out of the window, parked the way you did, you were obviously looking out for my safety and my protection. I'm going to give you a break. Slow down. I said, yes, sir. I'll put it on cruise at 75 as soon as I get up north here a little bit near Pinconning. When the speed limit raises to 75 miles an hour, and it'll be on cruise all the way home, sir. He said, thank you very much. You have a nice day, sir. I said, you as well. And tell the family I said hi. That's Trucker Randy, truck driver's approach to not getting a ticket in Michigan. But you need a rear window sticker. He needs to know you're one of my listeners. Dr. Jeff in the house. Ask the vet. Text me your questions. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in the show. Second segment here on this Hump Day Wednesday. As usual, we have Ask the Vet. Jeff is in the house, Dr. Jeff, at Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sault Ste. Marie. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, Jeff, did you guys get some more snow during this last little hit we had on Sunday?
Yeah, we got a little bit, probably a few inches, but it's pretty much melted off by now.
Okay, good, good, good. So is it finally starting to brown up there?
Yeah, a little bit. I'd say we probably lost 40% of the snow cover.
Okay, good. Because I had people wanting to drive up to see you. They're scheduling the, seems like the springtime postcards are coming in the mail
yep.
from your office. And I've gotten two or three already because I'm delinquent in getting Mr. Snoop scheduled to get up there. And he's got that stupid reoccurring hacking cough.
Okay.
And so I'm going to have you maybe do a swab of his throat.
Yeah.
And maybe we might have to do some x-rays of his lungs. I'm deathly afraid of blastomycosis.
Yeah.
I lost Dandy, this beautiful, huge, 100-pound yellow lab. He had a little tiny brother named Hunter. They were born the same day. And Hunter was the runt of the litter. He only weighed about 70, 75 pounds, kind of like Snoop. And mm-hmm. Dandy, his behemoth brother, head-to-head, I am not kidding you, he'd come over and put his head on my lap, and it took up my both legs. That's how big his head was. And he was a gentle giant. But one thing that they did, we lived on the St. Clair River, the North Channel, over yeah. by Harson's Island.
Yeah.
And we were on the point of Point Tremble, 320-foot finger dock going out to the boathouse. And I put ladders in. And they would love to exercise swimming in the current of the North Channel. They would get out there and swim upstream, but they wouldn't go anywhere. They would literally be, you know, you could see them paddling away, but they weren't moving because the current was taking them downriver.
Yeah.
And they'd get pooped out. You know, they had their morning workout. And yep. Dandy would always beat Hunter back to the ladder. Then he would stand up on the dock, shake off, and then he would stand in front of the ladder and block it so Hunter couldn't come up. And poor little Hunter's in the water barking at him and everything. I go, Dandy! I yelled at him. He's like, yeah, Dad, get out of the way. Let Hunter up that ladder. Okay. So he'd come walking in and Hunter would come up, but missed that dog. But he smelled some, I've been told by the vet back then, I didn't know anything about this.
Yeah.
It was some kind of a mold fungus that is usually in wet, wooded pine tree roots or any kind of stored firewood and things like that. Explain yeah. my blastomycosis.
All right. Well, blastomycosis, it's a fungal, a soil fungus, pretty much just like that vet said, tends to live in wet environments up here at Cedar Swamps is the primary, but it can be pretty much anywhere. Mm. And what happens is when you start disturbing the soil, like if you're doing construction or stuff, or dogs digging or being dogs and running around in the dirt, you inhale these mold spores, essentially is what they are, fungal spores. Okay. And that will then get usually into the lungs. Sometimes it can go systemically, but then gives them basically a fungal pneumonia. Can be treated. Recently, we've got a better test now, testing for it. Testing for it used to be a real pain and wasn't that great. You were doing what's called paired serum titers. So what you would do is you would draw, so you suspect this disease, you would draw blood on a dog, you would measure the amount of blasto antibody in the dog.
Okay.
And then 2 weeks later, you do the same test again. And then look to see, did that antibody level go up in the 2 weeks? Yeah, it's fine and dandy, you know, from a academic standpoint. But the problem is, as a clinical standpoint, that's fine. In 2 weeks, I'll have a dead dog. You know?
Right.
Yeah, I got an answer, but, you know, we need something faster, better. So now,
so what did they come up with?
So now what we're doing, it's a test. It's the lab is in, oh, I think it's California.
Okay.
You got to remember, use my tech, send the stuff out. But it's Mira Vista is the name of the lab, and they are actually picking up the blasto antigen in the urine. So it's a urine test now.
Okay.
We send in and they can pick up other fungal. Up here, we primarily have blasto. There's blastomycosis and aspergillosis and. Oh, histoplasmosis is one they get a lot out west. And then, what's the last one? It's like I'm taking my boards again. I got to remember the last one. What's the one?
Four. That's all right. But the bottom line.
That's the last one. Yeah.
There, well, there you go. So basically, they inhale this mold, this fungi, and it goes into the lungs. And when I took him to the vet after, you know, he wasn't eating, yep. He was having difficulty breathing, he was hacking, trying to cough a lot. I took him in, and I think they did an X-ray of the lungs.
Yep.
Did the X-ray. And his lungs were completely filled. I mean, it was just wall to wall. Like he said, oh, my God. And I'm like, what? And he goes, sir, it's too late. He needs to either be put down or I can give him some pain medication to get him through it. But he's going to basically suffocate to death.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God, what a horrible way to die.
Yeah.
So.
Well, fortunately, can be, especially if you catch it earlier, obviously, but
yes.
Can be treated. Medicine has dropped off patent, so the cost has come down too.
Okay. So, and some actually, generic stuff out there.
Yeah, and I can touch on that a little bit. So what happens is, and I see people, and I can, living in this world, you know, I can kind of see both sides. People talk about big pharma and how much medicines cost. Yeah, medicine is expensive, but then what people also have to understand is those are private companies that are investing billions with a B of dollars into a drug, okay? Then they go ahead and they patent the drug, all right, so that they can sell it and then reap the rewards of the research that they put out, okay?
Sure.
They have to make their money back. Patents are only good in the United States 27 or 25, I can't remember, one of those, somewhere like that.
Sure. And
patents cannot be renewed. Like trademark can be renewed.
Right, but not a patent.
Found out. Copyrights cannot be renewed either. They just found that one out. So what happens is they have this very limited time period to make their money back. And yeah, I know it's there's got to be a balance somewhere. I don't want to hijack this, go in a different direction with it. But anyway, what happened is used to be the Sporanox, which was a brand name drug, was like, oh, it was like to treat a dog that size would have been $600 a month. You got to treat him for at least 6 months.
Sure.
It's like $60 a month now.
Ah,
because it fell off patent. Now everybody else can start making it. Now you're letting market forces
competition
dictate how much. Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Well, I'm going to have you maybe do an X-ray of his lungs and a swab down the throat because, you know, he's laying on the couch. We have a nice warm throw cover blanket for him. It's his favorite spot sitting in this next to Miss Vicky. And, man, he'll be sleeping, and then out of the clear blue or 3 o'clock in the morning at the foot of the bed. And I'm like, okay, you got to go back and see Dr. Jeff. Something is up, dude. And then those cards you guys send, all the vaccines. I didn't realize how many. Talk about the vaccines that normally you suggest everybody do, the heartworm, the whole process. Well, he's due for everything. The list on that postcard filled up the whole backside. Explain to people what he needs to get.
Well, typically, so I would consider core vaccines for a dog up here. And we've actually added one to it too this year. I would consider core vaccines, obviously your rabies. Okay. You should have your rabies shot. And then what they call the distemper shot, I'm using air quotes here. That has nothing to do with the dog's temperament. Okay. Or behavior. They call it distemper. I don't know why it just stuck. That's what we call it. But, so there's a distemper virus in there that can cause neurological issues. There's a hepatitis virus in there, parainfluenza, which causes obviously influenza and things like that. And parvo is in that shot. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you get your rabies and then what you call your distemper shot, which is like a 4-in-1. And then you would do a leptospirosis vaccine, which leptospirosis is a bacterial disease. You pick it up being in the water. All right. Typically causes liver and kidney failure in dogs and cats.
Sure.
And we just added, especially now, the vaccine has gotten much better than it was. I think, especially up here, I would do Lyme disease. We do see a significant amount of Lyme. Lyme has moved its way into the state.
Sure it has.
And I would add that to the dogs, too.
Very good. I got a question for you. Mike Solarski downstate He's a excavating paving company.
Yep.
A question for Dr. Jeff. We just have now. He has now a 1-year-old black mouth cur. His yep. name is Dutch. He will eat new flavored food for about a week or two. Then he starts to snub it. I've had to add some food topper from time to time, but I don't want to spoil him any more than he already is.
Yep.
So our current approach is if he's hungry, he will eat. Is this yep. a good approach?
No healthy animal will starve itself to death. So, yeah, I mean, you just have to have that much. Now, this is for a dog. For a cat, rules are a little different. But as far as a dog goes,
yep.
there's your food, eat it or don't eat it. Okay.
Now, here's the complication. So,
yep.
He says he has two other dogs who are seafood dogs.
Yep.
And they have no discretion whatsoever. So we can't just leave Dutch's food out. How should we do it? Maybe put him in a separate room, put his bowl somewhere else, close the door. What should he do?
Assuming you're meal feeding these dogs and food yes. goes down, food comes yep. up. That's what I would have dogs like this too. Food goes down, 15 minutes later, food comes up. Maybe feed them in a crate so the other dogs don't eat it if you're trying to control their intake too.
Okay.
And just food down, food up. Okay. You get fed again tomorrow. You won't starve to death.
Right, got it.
They can go, you can go, for a healthy dog, I'm talking about a healthy dog,
yep. that's
being a stinker, obviously got to have water in front of it, but if there's no way, I've had dogs go 2-3 days before they finally go, okay, this is what I'm eating.
This is my food, this yeah. is what this guy's feeding me, so yep. I got to cave in and get it. I'm not yep. getting steak every single night.
Because if you cave and you go and put stuff on it or whatever,
yeah.
then all you're doing is teaching the dog is like, oh, I just got to wait him out and he'll juice it up for me.
Yeah, so, they're pretty smart.
yep. Now, if you go like 3 or 4 days and they're still not wanting to eat, then I probably have, but you think they're acting healthy, at that point, I'd probably have somebody look at them and just make sure there's not a medical reason.
Sure.
Obviously, if the dog's diabetic or whatever, this goes out the window.
Right.
You got a young dog and you're trying to change food. But that kind of feeds back into my thing where, you can feed them. We feed kibble because it's easy and cheap.
Yep.
It's not the best diet in the world.
Sure.
So.
Well, we've done your advice. Vicky's learned how to add her homemade dog food, which I tell her I'd like yep. to eat it for dinner.
Yeah.
She does ground turkey. She does diced up carrots, wild rice, brown long rice, grain rice, and she throws in peas, yep. green peas.
Sure.
And, we do a cup of kibble and a cup yeah. of that homemade food, and man, he just gobbles that down, inhales yep. it, and it's like, man, he's a happy dog. So.
Yeah, and like you said there, people think they either have to feed kibble or they have to home cook. Well, you can mix the two, too. That's fine.
Yeah. yeah. Yep. Well, I like the kibble because the hard chunks kind of yep. cleans the teeth and keeps everything looking good in the mouth. But, yeah. man, hey, if you got any more questions for Dr. Jeff, you're going to have to call him. His phone number is 906-635-5910. Store that in your phone. Please do not call me on Saturday morning asking me for Dr. Jeff's number. And you need to schedule an appointment to get your animal switched over to him. He's a great vet. We drive all the way to Sault Ste. Marie for Mr. Snoop. And I'll be seeing you probably next week, Jeff.
Oh, that sounds good.
All right, brother. Stay safe and get rid of that snow, eh?
We're working on it.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across